Welcome to AM Best Audio.
Risk modeling for crops and agriculture could help pave the way for increased food availability and lower food prices. I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio, and I'm speaking today to Subodh Acharya, Senior Scientist at Extreme Event Solutions for Verisk. Subodh, so glad you could join us today.
It's my pleasure. Nice to meet you, John.
So, Subodh, how would you describe the overall crop growing conditions this spring, and which states are seeing the most favorable growing conditions?
So the growing conditions this year have been pretty favorable in most of the major crop growing areas. If we look at the Corn Belt, most of the states have received above average rainfall so far. Last year, around this time, people were still concerned about drought. But this year, the drought has been pretty much absent, from most of that region. So that's really good news. That said, we have also seen some very wet conditions in some areas of Minnesota, Wisconsin, and even Illinois, which can also be a concern for the crops, but most of these major crop growing states, Iowa, Illinois, Minnesota, the heart of the Corn Belt has seen a really favorable growing conditions compared to last year. Obviously, we recently had this huge, powerful derecho event that hit the I states. That probably caused some crop damage, but I think it's still not clear what the extent of the damage is at this time. So all in all, I would say the growing conditions has been, largely favorable to crops around this the main, growing areas of the Midwest.
You mentioned the derecho. How are farmers managing the aftermath of the derecho events, and what immediate and long-term challenges do they face as a result?
That's a great question. So the event like derecho, right, they are extremely unpredictable. And, when they happen, they can be devastating to crops. And as I said earlier, we recently had one in the Midwest. We're still not sure, how much damage it caused. But a recent example, another example is 2020, August derecho in Iowa that did a lot of damage to, crops. So by the nature of these events, it leaves a very few options for the growers to manage the risk beforehand. So I think the most important things for them after this kind of extreme events is the financial security, so they can stay in the business, right? And this could be through the insurance or any other form of support. The USDA provides both immediate and long-term support to farmers impacted by these events. Obviously, for the producers who have crop insurance through the federal crop insurance program, they will have this first layer of protection from their insurance, but I think they can still get some additional support from the USDA in the form of some disaster assistance, such as emergency loans or other form of financial support. And these emergency supports can, is available even for the growers that are, growing crops that are not insured by the federal crop insurance program. So it's really, about having enough capital to cover the losses is probably the biggest challenge to the growers after, events like, the derecho I mentioned.
What are the latest advancements in risk modeling tools for agriculture, Subodh, and how do these tools improve the accuracy of risk assessments for extreme weather events?
So when we say agriculture risk, right, we're basically talking about the likelihood of this, these extreme events that are pretty rare, right? So they don't happen often, but when they do, they come with, really large losses. So for example, extended droughts or flooding, hailstorm, derecho, etc. From the insurance industry perspective, I think any tool or method, right, that improves the understanding of these events and help, us better manage the risk from them is an advancement. So one of the advancements we've seen in risk modeling is, the increase in granularity. So what that means is the ability to assess the risk at a very high resolution, both, in space and time. We now have this high resolution data, such as the remote sensing data sets, right? And that are being used to get a very good assessment of crop conditions on the ground, or even the extent of damages after events like derechos hit the region, right? And that this actually benefits not just the insurance industry, but even the producers themselves. But it can be particularly beneficial to the primary crop insurers, because the way the crop insurance program works is that the government sets the insurance rates, and the crop insurers can't really choose who they can sell the policies. But there's also a risk-sharing mechanism between the government and the primary crop insurers. So using these kind of tools, these insurers can make a better decision on how they can, share the risk with their primary reinsurer, that is the government. And then there are the advanced crop models, right, that can simulate crop yield during the season. We know high-resolution data like remote sensing data alone are not enough, because they can tell us, what the crop looks like or what the condition is, during the season, like things like NDVI, right? But they can't say much about the eventual yield. And at the end of the day, the yield is what is being insured. So these crop models can use the high resolution data to predict the yields and give a much better indication of what that risk is going to be. And we're seeing that these models being used more and more, with the risk models now. And yeah, so another point is the risk models are also getting better and better, progressively better, as incorporating the climate change impacts, how the climate change affects the risk. That's another factor. Obviously, a lot of people think the AI and machine learning will be pretty important for risk modeling, but I think it's still not that clear how much, or how soon we'll be able to really harness their power at this time.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
How are insurance companies integrating risk modeling tools into their operations?
I think the reinsurance companies have multiple tools at their disposal to managing their risk. It can be their in-house models they have built, or models from vendors like Verisk. But I think the primary use of these tools can be a little different for the primary crop insurers and reinsurers. The primary reinsurers, they sell insurance to farmers, right? So they have this highly detailed policy level data, and that's generally their focus of high resolution assessment of the risk. But these insurers also need reinsurance, and reinsurers are, generally larger companies that may have multiple crop insurers as their clients in their portfolio. So their focus may be a little different from the primary insurers. For primary crop insurers, they may use risk modeling tools to understand the risk at this high resolution, all the way down to policy level. So they can assess how much risk they can, take at a particular area, and also understand their need for reinsurance. And they, for reinsurance, another important use could be to better assess the losses after an event like derechos or hailstorm happen. All of this is really useful for them, because at the end of the day, it's about assessing how much capital they may need to stay in the business in case of these large-scale events occur. So for the insurers with larger footprint, right, obviously risk model help them understand a financial risk of an extreme event scenario, but they can also be very, important or useful for them to, for optimizing their reinsurance portfolios. What that means is that with the help of these risk, models, companies can understand how, they could diversify their reinsurance contract. Meaning that, they can make decisions on where to focus on, say, expanding, their business, or where they should be a little bit more careful when, signing these new insurance contracts. So I think there are several different ways companies integrate risk modeling in the tools, in risk modeling tools in their business, you know, and it's not just a typical use case of estimating potential losses in some risk scenario.
So, Subodh, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
That was Subodh Acharya, Senior Scientist at Extreme Event Solutions for Verisk, and I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.